The market is not the society. Our societies are, of course, much, much more than the market. But lack of trust in the market can rub off on society, so we lose trust in our society as well. And it may be the most important thing we have, trust. We can trust each other if we are treated as equals. If we are all to have the same chances, well, we all have to follow the same fundamental rules. Of course, some people and some businesses are more successful than others, but we do not trust in a society if the prizes are handed out even before the contest begins. And this is where competition rules comes in. Because when we make sure that markets work fairly, then businesses compete on the merits. And that helps to build the trust that we need as citizens to feel comfortable and in control, and the trust that allows our society to work. Because without trust, everything becomes harder. Just to live our daily lives, we need to trust in strangers. To trust the banks who keep our money, the builders who build our home, the electrician who comes to fix the wiring, the doctor who treats us when we're ill, not to mention the other drivers on the road. And anyone knows that they're crazy. And yet, we have to trust them to do the right thing. And the thing is that the more our societies grow, the more important trust becomes, and the harder it is to build. And that is a paradox of modern societies. And this is especially true when technology changes the way that we interact. Of course, to some degree, technology can help us to build trust in one another with rating system and other system that enables a sharing economy. But technology also creates completely new challenges when they ask us not to trust in other people, but to trust in algorithms and computers.